This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, guys admit that one of the hardest things about breaking up is to get your stuff back. How do you get your stuff back after the relationship is ended?
You have to plan it in advance.
Okay.
And slowly, one piece at a time, take out of there.
I've got some tips coming up here in just a second, but you won't believe what this guy did. A guy in the Netherlands had himself delivered in a box so he could get entry into his ex-girlfriend's house. And then he told the judge that was the only way he could get his stuff back after they broke up in a relationship.
I don't see how that would work, because they're not going to usually drop a box off if the person's not there, so they're going to see you come out of the box.
And isn't it true that if you receive mail that you did not order,
you get to keep
you
it.
You get to keep it.
So he's a slave for life now.
Yes, she's going to give him back.
That was just a weird story.
Can you imagine the delivery person carrying it and you hear inside the box, whoa, 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 you're tilting me.
Yeah.
Like, get me straight.
Or you get that one delivery guy just throws it at the front porch.
you hear an ow.
How long was he in the box, too?
I don't know. Jack's been in the box for a long time.
Yeah. His name was not Jack.
I heard he came out of the box.
So, you know, it is one of the hardest things, I guess, when it comes to breaking up with somebody, getting your stuff back. And I do have some helpful tips from the experts. They say pick the right time. Pick the right time. There's a window of opportunity. And is that window open? Is she at home right now?
Yeah.
No, they say if you go back too early, everybody's still angry and it's unproductive. But if you wait a few months, it ends up prolonging the misery. They say you want to give it like a week or so, you know, a few days or a week, and then get your stuff back.
But see, that's the window that if you call, they're going to think, oh, this, they want to get back together. And then you're like, actually, I don't. I just want my stuff. And then it's double worse.
Right.
Double
okay.
Worse. Hey, and if you make her mad enough, she'll toss all your stuff out on the lawn.
Right into the fire pit.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to catch it in time.
Have you had a bad breakup, Tori, where you did
no,
something like
what
that?
What makes you say that?
Okay. You threw some stuff out on the lawn and... Okay. Using text messages, avoid contact by phone, they say. Hearing that voice again can give you all kinds of problems. And, you know, if you hear their voice like, oh, you know, maybe we can get back together, because they're begging you to get back together and all that stuff.
He's like, I do want to get back together with my sweater.
Yeah, that you're wearing right now, by the way.
But, you know, it fits me better.
Yeah.
Why you want it back?
Yeah.
Go away.
Avoid face-to-face contact. Have them leave the box on a doorstep, deliver it to your work, or have a friend pick it up.
There you go.
That's another good way to do it. All right. And they say, keep gifts, but return heirlooms. Actually, you might not want the gifts either, but an heirloom belongs to the whole family, and it's not yours anymore. It might be a special ring, a grandmother's ring or something. You might want to give that one back.
I've seen this sometimes with like engagement rings and stuff that were family heirlooms.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of women say, no, you gave this to me. Like, but y'all aren't together, and that was his grandma's.
Yeah, and if you watch Judge Judy, she always sides with the groom. She said, that's just the promise to get married. The marriage didn't happen. It goes back.
That's a good way to look at
yes.
it.
Yes.
Well, I'm surprised you think so.
Why?
Because you're a woman.
What?
You're like, you should be on team women, like going, no, we're keeping that ring.
No, I don't
I think
keep
it depends
anything
on
that
also
isn't mine.
On why that they broke up. Like, was it because he was out cheating and running around with his fiance's best friend?
Okay, fair. I'm going to pawn that and get the money then.
Exactly.
Okay.
I will say I was in this situation once, and I stayed friends with my ex's friends. And so I was actually in her apartment at one point.
Oh, wow.
And I'm looking at all the crap I bought her. And they're like, you can't take that. I'm like, I bought all that stuff. They're like, you can't do that because we let you in. And so I had to sit there and listen to my stereo that I bought and she owns. Now,
I'm doubting if she uses it now. She probably just downloads everything on her cell phone.
Well, and she did then.
It's not Bluetooth stereo, is it?
I don't know. It was expensive.
Yeah.
You might can get it back now.
Yeah, I don't want it back now. I just couldn't believe I spent all that money. And it's like she had these necklaces that she kept. And I'm like, well, I would have given it to my mom.
But when you give jewelry, it's hard to get that back.
Well, you can't give it to another girlfriend. But you can give an ex-girlfriend's jewelry to your mom.
Your poor mom goes through hours of labor, 9 months of carrying you. She and you're could, like, here's a secondhand gift.
She could care less. It was expensive. It had real diamonds in it. She would have been funny. Like, thank you.
I wish I would have been braver. I had a friend steal a pair of Tommy Hilfiger jeans from me.
Ooh.
And I found them in her drawer. Oh. And I didn't take them back for some reason. I chickened out.
Wow.
And I think about that often. No. And that was middle school. Middle school, y'all. And I still hold on to it.
Wow.
I really need therapy.
Well, you need some, what do you call it? Assertiveness training.
You need a new pair of jeans.
I know.
He's right.
Yeah. And another tip to get your stuff back after a breakup, they say, know what you really need. Don't go back for something if it's easier just to buy a new one, because it's not worth risking the ambush where the person's mad at you, or even worse, you might backslide, and before you know it, you're back in the relationship that you don't need to be in again.
Yeah.
Because those feelings are still there.
Yeah, I've backslid a few times.
Yeah. And then a lot of people I saw online refuse to give back the key to the person because they still want that second chance. Like, we can work this out. And the person's like, I really need my key back to the apartment or the house or whatever.
I highly recommend a whole new locks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no telling if they went and had a copy made and gave you yours back and still has a copy.
Yeah, you never even know they could be in your apartment looking at the stuff that you got for them and thinking about taking it.
Yeah. Well, I know just somebody saying. Did that.
Yeah, that's happened.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I was on LinkedIn. I saw Michael Cogdill's page, and he was talking about something that's highly underrated. He said silence is underrated. People sometimes forget how pleasant that can be.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me think of Mark Twain. And his statement that we place too much importance on one thing and too little importance on a good, solid constitutional in the morning, going to the bathroom. We don't give enough credit to how good that can feel,
yeah.
Which is an odd thing to say. I'm not sure what he was doing differently.
You know what, though? Sometimes there's some satisfaction when you have a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they ask people, what are some things in life that we underrate, that we don't give the credit that's due? And I thought there were some interesting ones that people came up with. Someone mentioned a hot shower, and that is certainly a very pleasant thing that you can sometimes rush through and take for granted.
You never appreciate that more than when you get in too early on accident and you get hit with that freezing cold water.
Or whenever your hot water heater, for some reason, is the pilot light's gone out or something, and you're going, whoa, where's the hot water?
But I'd rather take a hot bubble bath.
Okay. Well, that's fine. You can have that be underrated also, but we still want our hot shower to be underrated.
Mm-hmm.
They say naps are highly underrated. And whenever you're a kid, you avoid naps like plague. They seem so annoying to you. But as you get older, even in college, I started to really appreciate naps because I would be up late studying.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have that 1 hour between two classes, and I would just love that moment where you got 45 minutes of rest.
But yeah, but sometimes it backfires. Sometimes I feel worse waking up from a nap.
Yeah.
Than if I just hadn't have taken it at all.
It's still, the nap was good though while it was happening.
Anybody that gets up early knows that feeling when you like get up and you're like, at least I can take a nap when I get home.
I never do. I always say that.
Yeah, I know.
But I never do.
Yeah, I'm too busy.
They say smartphones. Even the world's worst smartphone is a modern miracle. And it's easy to forget that, especially if you're younger. But there was a time when we didn't have the entire world's knowledge at our fingertips constantly.
It's taxing, though, to keep up with all the world's knowledge.
You don't have to. It's on your phone.
It's tough, though. There's just a lot of, you know, breaking news all the time, swiping and getting rid of those people that make lists like me and want to check things off your list. And you look at your cell phone, all of a sudden there's about 4 or 5 different things you got to swipe off. That's taxing for
Bless your heart. Well, they say also waking up early when camping and sitting in the quiet wilderness, drinking some coffee and eating breakfast. You know, at one level, that sounds miserable to me, but there is that real back to nature, kind of a raw feeling that's, it's kind of cool too.
And then you have to get up and walk to the bathhouse on the right. campground and stand in line to use a toilet.
It's one of those things that's cool for a few minutes. And then you're I don't want to do this again for several years.
So my husband, every time we go on vacation, he wants to wake up, get coffee, watch the sunrise. And I'm as sweet as that is, I watch the sunrise every day.
Exactly.
It's not that great.
That's true. I see it right out this window, don't we?
But we wake up early. But anytime, like you got a quiet moment out on the porch swing.
Yeah. Yes.
That's good. Yeah.
All right. Here's an underrated pleasure in life. Brand new pair of socks.
I don't like them.
Why?
It's so soft and they slide on. They don't have any of those pills on them yet. They're just so comfortable.
No, they're too tight. And you got to break them in so they fatten up because you got those cankles.
If you buy the right size like normal people do and they feel so good.
Or the thighcles. You can call them that too. But don't you feel like the new socks are just too tight sometimes until you break them in?
Not unless you buy the wrong size.
I like well-worn socks. Matter of fact, I get my oldest son to wear some for me. But
do you ever just get tired of putting on socks? It's just like so time consuming.
It is, isn't it? That's why I wear sandals. I don't have to wear socks. But when I do, I like new ones. All right. Here's one that kind of surprised me. Onions. Think about it. Now, raw onion comes to your mind. You're like, ew. But onions are an important seasoning in most of our foods.
I love them. I can eat like an apple.
They make all of our meatloaf taste better. Mm. They make all of our burgers taste better. Onions are like with salt and pepper. They're right up there among one of the most important seasonings we have.
Rings. Onion rings.
Oh, yeah. Onion ring. Mm. That's good. Oh, and those awesome blossom blooming onion things are good, too.
Funyuns.
Okay. Along those lines, a can of ice cold soda, Coke, Pepsi, whatever your favorite is, every now and again, for anyone who's normal, one good pop of that soda and that icy cold carbonated beverage is so good.
Burns my throat.
Oh, gosh.
Don't like it.
You know, Tom and I came in the door this morning about the same time. I looked over at that little Pepsi machine.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, we have free drinks for visitors if you ever stop by the station.
But not for us.
But I started to grab one of those Pepsis.
You know what, though?
I love a Pepsi.
You take a week off of drinking soda or sweet tea or anything.
I don't drink.
Maybe 2 weeks off, and then you drink one, and you're like, wow.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's like chocolate. Pretty good if you just take a couple of minutes off from the last one.
Then what do you want to drink, Tori? What's your drink that's underrated?
Normal people stuff. Wine, margaritas, the good stuff. If I'm wasting calories, it's not going to be on a soda.
Wasting calories, she's going to get wasted.
Making them calories count.
Anything's going to be like super delicious if it's got alcohol in it. And you can't really.
No, not everything.
Okay.
All right, just a couple more of these.
After four or five drinks, it's great though, right?
Yeah. Oh, you're another one of those.
These are things that are underrated. They say rain and a slight thunderstorm at night. There's no easier way to get to sleep.
I like it anytime.
Toilet paper. It's got a crappy job. No one ever talks about it unless they don't have it, and then it's a big deal.
That's pretty much all we talked about in 2020.
I know, right? They say also the first time that pet warms up against you, lays down next to you, and snuggles and cuddles with you.
Called your husband.
What? That's a bear.
I do like when the dog sits right beside you.
Yeah, and I'm dog sitting this week for a friend, so I'm kind of a house sitting as well, and the dog sleeps right next to me. And
this morning,
really early before my alarm, I think the dog passed a little gas.
Oh, gosh.
And I looked over, and he's got the butt right there in front of my
face.
Oh. And I'm like, at least turn around, Jazz.
Okay, finally, this is going to go in direct opposition to that. Taking a hot shower and climbing into a bed with freshly changed, clean sheets.
Especially after you just shaved your legs. Oh, my gosh. There's no better feeling in the world.
Tori, for the unnecessary extra detail.
But understandable.
You ever get in bed, though, and you got those really fresh, clean sheets, and you're like, what is that at the bottom? There's something down here that feels weird. And it's that clean sheet that you've put in there to make the fabric softer sheet.
Oh, that never happens to me.
Oh, it doesn't.
Because I'm like a treasure hunter when I'm pulling my clothes out of the dryer.
I got me
to find that before I do anything
else.
I
always find mine out in public like a magician. Like, that's in my back pocket here. What's that?
You know what? You got to be careful with undies sometimes, too.
Yeah.
Because if there's any lace, it'll stick.
Exactly.
Get a little surprise in the middle of Walmart.
Yeah.
You have to convince them you didn't steal it.
No, but really, these are mine.
Yeah.
Look, they're stained.
Oh, they're clean.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know a lot of times we talk about the creepy guys here on the Hawk and Tom Show. It's really easy to...
Who?
Yeah. The touchy-feely creepy guy, the guy that gets in your personal space creepy guy, guy that says inappropriate things creepy guy.
Oh, that guy.
The rich, boastful creepy guy, the older creepy guys. Girls can relate to the creepy guy, right? 88% of women surveyed have been creeped out by a guy that was creepy.
Yeah. Well, that's the best kind to be creeped out by.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
You'd hate to get creeped out by the one that's not creepy.
There's so many things and facts and stuff about creepy guys. But I have a list of what I thought was interesting. Creepy. Is it creepy for an old guy to check out these people? And, of course, we know, cheerleaders, waitresses, you see the old creepy guy doing that a lot, and you cringe, don't you? You got an ick factor, right?
Yeah.
Why is it creepy? I mean, why can't he enjoy it, but a young guy can?
We're about to hear some creepy. Right.
Well, let's flip that around, because, we kind of embraced the cougar culture, and they have a list of what's creepy for an older lady to check out.
I've only ever heard one creepy thing.
What?
Whenever Cato went to the hospital that time.
Okay.
And that lady was like, come on up here and sit next to me.
It was an assisted living. Did you say hospital?
Well, okay.
Assisted living.
That's the thing.
She was super old, though, and you were super young.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but how about, because you hear the cougars or you hear the older ladies talk about, let's say a college athlete. You might see them, or even, let's say, a high school athlete. That's kind of creepy if she's making comments about that.
Well, it could be illegal if she's messing with a high schooler.
Yeah. But I mean, how about a waiter or a server? And she's like making some comments about that. And she's like, 15 years older than him.
I think older people, they can probably get away with a little bit more. Men or women. Don't touch anyone.
Right.
But if you're just like, I don't know. I think it's funny when the old men are like, oh, hey there, little lady.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
It's like a dog chasing a car. What's he going to do if he catches it? Nothing.
So you're okay with the old creepy guys like saying or giving you a hug?
By old, I mean like you need a walker.
Oh.
Like you need to be old, old, old. Not like 60. That's not old enough.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know what the difference is. Don't ask
What's
me.
What's the age for you?
The difference is that dog might still be able to do something with the car if he caught it. But the 80-year-old man ain't going to be. He's just harmless.
Bless Lord.
All right.
Exactly.
How about the old lady at the swimming pool checking out the lifeguard?
I don't see a problem with that.
Yeah. I mean, are you saying this out loud?
Or,
because you put your sunglasses on and look wherever you want. Just don't tell anybody where you're looking.
That's,
that's when you become creepy.
I'm just saying.
Because you talk about it, Tom.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm just saying, we have creepy guys. That's a given. You see it. But the creepy girls, they kind of get a pass because they're just called cougars. Yeah. And it's like, okay.
They're not as threatening, though, I think is what it is.
True. All right. And if she's got a waffle, that creepy waitress, she's got a waffle, I'll take it.
All right.
So I'll let her creep on me.
Kate's like, I'll climb up on that chair with you. Sit in your lap. Just feed me that waffle.
Is Santa hitting on you?
Well, he said it was an older woman. It could have been Santa's.
That waffle's in Santa's beard right now. You need to comb that beard. All right, let's say it's a 50-year-old woman talking about Harry Styles or Bruno Mars. Like, he is hot. I love that Bruno Mars.
That doesn't bother me as much as a 50-year-old man talking about
Ariana Grande.
He's a little bit of man candy.
That's funny, though. It's like if an older guy says something about, like, you know, Sabrina Carpenter or something.
You sound creepy like me now, KO.
I want equal creepy rights.
I want to be a pervert, creepy guy. I don't want it to be allowed in society. Yes.
Man,
it is
funny.
Weird, though, because the old lady can get away with the Bruno Mars comments.
I just keep my mouth shut.
That's what I'm doing wrong.
Yes.
I shouldn't be telling people the truth.
And you can't make noises.
I've never made that noise. No, my noise is like...
I think when we did that fashion show at the mall and we were backstage.
That was a long time ago.
But still, you were still... there was 10 to 15 year difference.
I don't think I ever made that noise. I don't even know how to make that noise. I think that's your own creepy noise.
No, that's maybe what I'm thinking.
See?
All right, here you go. This is how to prove it. We're about to play Sabrina Carpenter here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
I'm not interested in her.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
No, sorry.
She must not be their type.
All right. I got that or either Post
please,
Malone.
Please.
Which one you want?
Post seems dirty.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, there are some things out there that are popular, and I almost have to believe people are pretending to like them. And sometimes I think it's a big joke on me.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe the whole world got together and they decided to pretend to like Crocs, and then that way I would be like, oh, I guess Crocs are okay.
Ugg boots.
That's a great example. See, Ugg boots are just ugly, and people act like they're the greatest thing ever.
There's Ugg in the name.
Yeah. And ranch dressing. I mean, people act like they like it. I love ranch dressing. Blue cheese is so much better.
No.
You're a strange dude.
But I hate Crocs.
Yeah. So here's another one. They say caviar. I think caviar is the nastiest crap. It's fish eggs. It tastes fishy. And they're like, oh, you have to let the flavor roll off of the little eggs as they dissolve in your mouth. You're just too poor to understand. I'm like, you know what? I don't care. They're gross.
They're so unappetizing, they had to change the name of them. Fish eggs to caviar.
Don't they have some type on top of sushi? I mean, isn't that a type of caviar on top of sushi?
Oh, those little round orange balls are caviar, but you don't hardly taste them with all that other crap.
Yeah, it's not that expensive.
They could honestly leave them off there as far as I care.
Right. I want the shredded crab meat on top of my sushi.
Hawaiian sauce.
You can call it whatever you want. I don't care. I'll still eat it.
All right, sparkling water, which is kind of like club soda, I guess. I'm like, they're like, oh, it tastes like Sprite. No, it doesn't.
No.
It's just freaking water with a little bit of bubbles.
Is the LaCroix, is that
sparkling? No, that's got flavor added, I think.
But it's still sparkling, right? Because I see so many people like, oh, that's the best thing ever. And I'm like, I don't think that's that good.
You know what? And I've had them before, and I usually mix them in stuff, and I still don't really care for them, but I'll keep drinking them.
Vodka,
yes.
Yeah, of course, it's too good in vodka.
I'll be honest, like the water game, they've tricked us all with that one. Paying for water, you got smart water. I don't see dumb water anywhere.
I don't see smarter people either.
I don't see dumb water.
That's Dasani.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I love Dasani.
Dasani's my favorite.
No, I like Aquafina.
Yeah, they sure did trick y'all.
And please. Whatever you companies are doing out there with those little bitty teeny caps that
you can't even
put on, I'm like, I can't even hold it or grip it because it's so tiny.
And I hate it because I like to freeze water bottles when I'm going on like at the lake or something.
Yeah.
And to put in my cooler, and it leaks now.
It ain't cool.
It's not good.
Not cool at all.
Put the big tops and just raise the
bless your heart.
They have tricked. Do you?
It's you don't like drink. You're water. Arguing about bottled water.
Absolutely. I mean, listen, all you soda people out there, and we got a lot of local ones here in South Carolina, don't change those caps to little small caps like Coke, Pepsi, any of that. Dr. Pepper, I don't want to see those small caps on those.
You're going to make me go shopping. I don't even know what you're talking about with the small caps.
Oh, there, I'll show you.
And y'all are so pressed about it, too, and I don't even know what it is.
Because, like I say, when you take them off and put the lid back on, it leaks.
Are you talking about the flip kind?
No, the little screw thing on top. See, right there,
See how little that is?
Oh, my gosh.
It's teeny tiny. It's like a little, I don't know, it's like half of what a bottle cap used to on a Coke bottle.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like you can't even hardly pinch it.
I did not realize they changed. I just refill my same water bottle every day, so I have no idea.
I want to pick it.
So going back to the things that people are lying about liking.
Okay, well, that might be one of them. If people like those, they're lying.
Getting back to things people are lying about liking, camping. Camping is, like, not fun. You're sitting there. You're outside. No. It's uncomfortable.
I disagree.
Everything you bring home smells like campfire.
That's fun.
It's according to how you camp. If you camp in a camper, you're out and you're making some s'mores, that's fun.
Yeah, roasting weenies.
But if you know, if you got to put the tent up and do all of that and stuff and have to walk to take a shower, that's different.
All right. Another thing people lie about to say that it's fun is running as an exercise form.
I agree.
It's boring. It's bad for your shins. You get hit by cars.
That's not true. You know what? You run for like 10 minutes. You feel much better about yourself. And you feel...
There's a million ways you can do that without running outside.
Well, tell me how they're Mr. Exercise.
Well, they make treadmills for one thing. You can sit there and play your iPad while you're doing that.
You know what? They need to put an iPad holder there on your treadmill.
They have them with TVs and
that's
stuff.
That's true, yeah.
But I will say, Tom, during my runs, there have been times I've thought about throwing myself into traffic because it's awful.
Yeah. Well, there's like 5, 6, 10 guys at 5 o'clock in the morning jogging around Stone Avenue, and I'm like, why?
Just put those reflectors on because I can't see you.
Yeah, I know, right?
Mm-hmm. Here's another one, the beach. Say it's not worth all the sand and the hassle. You can go to the pool, get the same experience with so much less trouble.
I kind of half agree, yeah.
I think when you're younger, the beach is more fun, and when you get older, you're like, I'd just rather go to the pool.
It is a pain, but it's worth the pain to get the sand in your bottom. You know, it's okay, because that beautiful beach, and you can see the waves rolling in, you got the smell going, and you're like, man, this is great.
It's frolicking.
And that sand is exfoliating, so it's good for your skin, wherever it goes.
Mm-hmm. All right, things that you're convinced other people are lying about just to say, and they're pretending that they lie. Like it, they say extremely spicy stuff, like those Carolina Reapers and stuff.
I
don't like anything spicy. It ruins my taste buds for everything else. Also, IPAs or craft beers. I like my beer with a lot of water in it, so I'm going to have to agree on that.
I will say there are some that I've had that I've enjoyed, but if it's really dark and yeah, I can't.
Lobster, which surprises me because I love lobster.
Oh, yeah.
But some people do not like it.
Okay. But I will say the crab legs don't like that. Too much trouble to get
Shut
to that
up.
Made.
I agree it's too much trouble, but if someone else will crack them for me, I'll eat it all day long.
That's the best part is having fun.
It's kind of like the beach. It's like it's worth
right.
the trouble.
Yeah. You get all that sticky stuff on your fingers.
Yeah,
you're sitting there looking at that great piece of meat you can't get to because it just ain't coming out.
Oh, you don't know how to open them then. How about oysters? You shuck your own oysters?
And you know what?
Those are delicious.
It looks like mucus on a shell.
It does. It tastes like mucus on a shell.
It's got the same consistency as mucus.
It is mucus.
It's like you went...
And I'll eat it every time.
I love it.
Oysters should be on this list.
Y'all just don't have class.
So I think that's something that is on there. I think they had a couple honorable mentions. Hawk, I hesitate to bring this one up because it's going to upset you, but bubble baths.
Oh, they're great.
Are they really as relaxing as people pretend they are?
Hawk,
it's
we have
a
fun,
big hassle.
Come on in here. Let's take a bath and talk about it.
I'm glad you got that big tub. Mine's not that big.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, coming up, I'll tell you things everyone really does like and they're not pretending about.
Okay.
Well, I liked half of those on the list.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.